Jack turned, red in the face, his chin sunk back. He glowered up under his eyebrows. "All right, then," he said in tones of deep meaning and menace. "All right." He held the conch against his chest with one hand and stabbed the air with his index finger. "Who thinks Ralph oughtn't to be chief?" He looked expectantly at the boys ranged round, who had frozen. Under the palms there was deadly silence. "Hands up," said Jack strongly. "Whoever wants Ralph not to be chief?" The silence continued, breathless and heavy and full of shame. Slowly the red drained from Jack's cheeks, then came back with a painful rush. He licked his lips and turned his head at an angle, so that his gaze avoided the embarrassment of linking with another's eye. "How many think?" His voice tailed off. The hands that held the conch shook. He cleared his throat and spoke loudly. "All right, then." He laid the conch with great care in the grass at his feet. The humiliating tears were running from the corner of each eye. "I'm not going to play any longer, not with you." Most of the boys were looking down now at the grass or their feet. Jack cleared his throat again. "I'm not going to be a part of Ralph's lot." He looked along the right-hand logs, numbering the hunters that had been a choir. "I'm going off by myself. He can catch his own pigs. Anyone who wants to hunt when I do can come too." He blundered out of the triangle toward the drop to the white sand. "Jack!" Jack turned and looked back at Ralph. For a moment he paused and then cried out, high-pitched, enraged. "No!" He leapt down from the platform and ran along the beach, paying no heed to the steady fall of his tears, and until he dived into the forest, Ralph watched him.
Well, that's it. Jack tried to take over as chief, but no one would vote Ralph out, and now Jack's left the group, maybe for good. I'm not surprised. This battle between Ralph and Jack has been brewing for a long time. They've finally split. Now the question is, what are the rest of the kids going to do? Will they all stay with Ralph? They wouldn't vote him out as chief, but now that Jack's run off, will they be scared to live without his protection? Let's find out. Turn to page 128 and start at the top.